Accession number 18827, Reel 1.
Bill Pinniger, Reel 1, where were you born, please?
I was born in a little village, Kingswood, Wootton-on-Ridge, in Gloucestershire.
Which year was this?
I was born on the 25th of November, 1918.
Did you grow up and have your schooling in that village near Wootton-on-Ridge?
I did.
Which school did you go to?
I went to the Kingswood Primary School, and also to the Lady Catherine Barclay Grammar School in Wootton-on-Ridge, which is a mile away from where I was bred and born.
And how old were you when you left the grammar school?
I left very early, owing to the fact of family financial problems. I left early, and I left at 14 and a half years of age.
So that must have been in 32 or 33?
Yes.
Did you get a job?
Yes, I went to work at the Elastic Manufacturing Company in the village, which was about 5 minutes' walk from my home. It was the Elastic Manufacturing Company, owned by Tubb Lewis and Company. He was a baronet.
And did you stay there very long?
I stayed there, more or less, until I was called up for the service.
Did you hear Neville Chamberlain declare war on Germany in 1939?
I did.
Under what circumstances did you hear it?
I was working on the Sunday morning, which was a Sunday morning, and we heard that because I went to go to work on the Sunday morning, and I heard that on the Sunday morning a lady from a public house called the New Inn come running across in tears and said, "We are at war with Germany."
How did you feel about it?
Well, I didn't feel sort of too clever about that.
Were you very upset?
Well, I was disturbed because prior to that, I was called up with the 6 months training for Horbilicious militia training, 6 months training before the war. And owing to the fact that I was an engineer making parachute cords and things like that for the services, after a month's training I was sent back home to carry on with my job. Then the war broke out on the 3rd, and I was recalled up then again on the 14th of October 1939.
What did you learn during those 6 weeks as a militiaman?
Well, they put us on training, and unfortunately, my first call was training at Horfield Barracks, and unfortunately, I spent my 21st birthday in the Horfield Barracks Hospital, owing to the fact of just having a cough and keeping other soldiers awake. I was detailed to go more or less to the medical officer, and he said to go inside of the hospital for the weekend, which almost disturbed me because I wanted to get home for my 21st birthday, which was only 18 miles away. But anyway, we got over that and we passed out, and it wasn't long, I forget what actual date it was now, but we went along and we were on a draft for France.
Which unit were you in?
I was in the 2nd Battalion of the Gloucestershire Regiment.
What was your early training like?
My early training, I enjoyed it really, because being a Boy Scout, and I can always remember saying to my mother, "Oh, I haven't got to go to work now, I'm going on 6 months training now, so it'll be 6 months at camp, I shall enjoy myself." But this 6 months turned out to be somewhere in the region of approximately 7 years before I was demobilised.
How were you treated by the people in charge of the training?
Well, fair. Discipline was strict, but Disciplinary, it didn't matter to me, because I was always brought up to discipline. To me, it didn't matter. I was not disturbed at all with discipline in the service, because discipline had to be adhered to, and I used to adhere to that. Discipline to me really did meant nothing to me, really. It didn't disturb me whatsoever.
And which company of the 2nd Gloucesters were you in at the time when you went to France?
Well, it's very, very strange, really, because I was an employed man at the time in headquarter company, and I wanted to be back with my comrades, my friends, and I volunteered to go back to the infantry company, which I was a brain gun machine gunner, and I went back to B company on the invasion days. When we went over to Germany, when we went over for the landings in that first place, we were in 49th Division.
Could I just stop you there? Because if we could talk about a little bit about the early part of the war, please. Were you in headquarter company when you went over to France in 1939?
I was in headquarter company, and before the invasion took, I more or less volunteered to go back to the infantry company. So I volunteered to go back, so I went back into B company.
But
B company. From headquarter company, I was transferred back into B company.
But you were with the BEF in 1939-40?
Yes.
Were you in B company then?
No. Oh, no, I've made an error of judgment here. What I should, I was thinking now of the days of the invasion. I've skipped a few years now.
Yes.
No, we went over to Dunkirk, and we were reinforcements for the 2nd Gloucester Battalion, but we never really made it. We all got split up. Owing to the evacuation of Dunkirk was coming off, we sort of split up, and we just about made the day when they had very few left.
So you went over to France in 1940, did you?
Yeah, 1939, late 39, early 1940. I can't quite remember the date now.
So were you several months in France in 39-40?
Oh, yes. Well, I come back a little later than the beaches was evacuated, owing to the fact I was in occupied Belgium with the Germans, and I was lucky to get out the country, really, because I was more or less well advanced on advanced patrols. I was well advanced, and we couldn't get to the beaches.
So where did you escape from? Did you escape from Belgium or from France?
I escaped from Belgium, actually, because I was assisted with the French Free Fighters.
How did it
happen? The underground movement. Well, I was captured for a short period of time. I was captured for a short period of time, just in front of the Maginot Line there. And this is how I come to be with the French Free Fighters, because they put quite a lot of our comrades, four at a time, up against the wall and shot them down. And there was three of us left, and they marched us away. Well, fortunately, there was a big air raid on, and all the big field guns were in them. I thought their heads are down, one is up, and I went. And I got away from that, and I got picked up by a farmer's boy. And this farmer's boy, he took me there to his farmhouse, which is already occupied by the Germans. And they got me there, and I was with them for not many days, only a short period of time. And anyway, they got me back to England. The name of the river, they got me down past the river, anyway, strapped underneath the boat of a fishing boat and got me through there. And I come back after Dunkirk had more or less left.
Could we go back so I can clarify this? You went across to France originally in 1939 with the 2nd Gloucesters.
No, not the 2nd Gloucesters, the Gloucester Battalion.
The Gloucester Battalion.
Because the 2nd Battalion was already over there. We were just Gloucester, the Gloucestershire Regiment. We were not attached to a battalion at that time.
But you found the 2nd Battalion in France then?
I never really never caught up with them. We never really caught up with them. We were still glorious reinforcements. We never really caught up with them, owing to the raids and the bomb. We never really caught up with them.
So, when you went across to France, which place did you go to?
The first place I went to was Rouen Camp. Rouen Camp was the first one. It was a massive camp in the forest there. Rouen Forest. That's the first place we went to. And where are you asking where I went to? Since I don't know. We was on buses and trains and cattle trucks. We went all over the place. What place did we went to? I don't know. But we were going up now to the line to assist the second row. We never got there.
So the
this got to be somewhere in about. The evacuation was June, wasn't it? It's somewhere about May, I suppose. March or May. We don't know where we were. We were all over the place.
So you were with a group of reinforcements.
That's right.
Who was in charge of you?
We can't remember that now.
Was it an officer or an NCO or what?
Oh, no, it was officers. It was an officer. I can't remember who it was. There wasn't a lot of us because there was all sorts of regiments there all combined together. Some was the King's Own, some was the King's Royal Rifles. Who was the other? I'm not quite sure, but I think it was it could have been the South Wales Borders or something. I can't remember. I was only 20 then, mine, I mean.
And you went to try to find them in the area of the Maginot Line, did you say?
Yeah. We was up there fighting in the Maginot Line. We was out there fighting in the Maginot Line when a lot of us got ambushed.
Can you describe the fighting that you were in?
Well, just the fighting that we were in was more or less hand-to-hand fighting more than anything else. We were getting the support from planes and artillery, but you never got up close to anybody, as one might say. There were just patrols going out, like standing patrols and fighting patrols going out all the time, and we got nabbed on a standing patrol.
Can you describe how it happened that you were captured?
Well, I think how we actually got captured was that somebody in charge of the old outfit there took us in too far. I think there was an error of judgment. They took us in too far. And we got cut off. And that was the end of it. And then we were all more or less just lying down and hanging about and one thing and another. And then the next day they marched us away for about 2 or 3 hours, and a lot of the people that was captured would have got shot down, massacred more or less, got shot down.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Can you describe it?
Well, all as it was that they more or less done and just put them up 4 at a time, wherever we might be. There was no special place where they might be, and they just shot these people down, and that was it. I thought it was our turn next, and there was 3 of us left.
Why didn't they shoot the last 3?
I don't know, because I suppose they only shot 4 at a time. And this was a funny thing, really. And they marched us away. There was another chappie, I think his name was George. I can't remember. He wasn't in my unit. I think his name was George Croft. And I tried to trace him. I've never been able to trace him from that day to this. I've tried to. But anyway, that was that. And then the next day, it was coming overnight, and they was marching us away. I thought, well, they're going to shoot me tomorrow, so I might as well do what I can. And what we done then, we're being bombed to hell, so everybody else is down, but I'm going. And I don't know how it happened, but what I was blown up with, a German shell, our own aircraft, I should never know. But I come round there, when I come to my senses, I come round in a thicket hedge. Something like trivet or something, but bigger than that. I come round in this hedge, and I rigged myself down, and I come round, and I was walking around, and I didn't know where I was, what I was doing. I was in a bad state. I didn't know what I was doing, and then I went there, and I thought myself, well, perhaps I should lie down and have some sleep. So I went down, I found a ditch, I made a hole there in a bracken, and I crawled under it, and I called out, I said, I must get some rest. And I could feel the ground, I was trembling all the time. I couldn't keep still. And I thought, well, this is it. And then I was woke up by a man with a shotgun. And here I thought, the beggar's got me again. And anyway, wasn't that? It was this young lad there, and he took me back to his home, to a farmhouse there. He took me back to his home, and I found out really what I'd been doing. Instead of walking where I wanted to go, I was walking the wrong way. But prior to this, getting into the ditch, it suddenly come to me the old things that we used to learn, survival, survival, survival. And I thought of this, and I taught myself, where are we? I was lucky my watch was still going. I was very, very fortunate my watch was going. And the only reason my watch was going was because I wore my watch above my elbow. When I was captured, I was down and I wore my watch above my elbow up here, and I was very, very lucky. And I was so much, well, that is the time. So then I used that as a compass to know which way I was going. And anyway, I got picked up with this laddie, and they took me there. And the house was occupied by some German staff there. Anyway, he hid me there in an outhouse there, just beyond like of a pigsty. He hid me there, and then two chappies come up and talked to me, and they spoke to me for a long, long time during the night. And before I realised that they were resistance people, that this is when the people started, it must have been the very earliest part of the resistance that ever was, before it ever grew like to the Machianant or anything like that. And there was, and anyway, eventually they got me back. I was like an idiot. I can't remember everything. I was like an idiot. I was more or less, what can I say? Well, I had my senses as such, as you might say, but I was really foggled with everything. I suppose it must be nervous reaction or something. And only to be blown up on a couple of occasions. I think it was that I was in a hell of a state.
But how did you get back to England?
They brought me down some canal. They brought me down some canal and got me down to the, more or less down to the shore, and they brought me down strapped underneath a fishing boat. And they brought me down, and then some of our small motor craft come in and picked us up. But I come over part of the way over from France in a boat that was, was hardly seaworthy. But we come across, and I was picked up then with one of our motor torpedo boats, and they got me back.
Was this a French fishing boat?
Belgium. I think it was a Belgian one. I can't really remember. I didn't worry. I was getting out. I didn't really worry.
Whereabouts in the fishing boat were you?
I can't really say that. It was somewhere a little bit sort of east of Dunkirk, actually, where we were. East of Dunkirk, just looking sort of east of Dunkirk. That's what it was. But I can't remember. I was only a young lad then, 20. I didn't worry much. I wanted to live. That's all I wanted to do.
You say you were strapped to the bottom?
Yeah. Yeah, we strapped down to a boat. They strapped down to a boat on the side of the boat there. I had to be very careful because I was breathing through a pipe through the engine hold. They wrapped me up in old skins and old oils and grease and all that, and they've got me sort of like that way. But they got me back anyway.
Which part did you land in England?
I landed in England in not far from the only place they could sort of, because it was between Southampton, I don't know the little place actually, Southampton and New Milton, around that area somewhere. But on the coast anyway, I'll put it right.
But did you arrive in England in an English boat or a Belgian boat?
In an English boat. They took us off this boat. They took us off this boat and then brought us back. I can't remember because they did give me some sedation on the way over, so I can't remember too much about that.
Was it a Royal Navy boat or a civilian boat?
What was it? It was a service boat. It was a service boat. It was a similar boat. It was a similar boat, very similar boat, to the boats they used to take over when they raided Dieppe before the war, a similar boat to that.
A fast boat?
Oh, yeah, a fast boat, a motor boat, yeah.
Can we go back so I can clarify this, so I can understand it better? You were sent with a group of reinforcements to go to the 2nd Battalion of the Glossus Arrangement, and you're in charge of an officer, and you told me at first you were at Rouen.
Yeah, that was the first camp I was in.
Do you remember any places you went to after that?
No, we didn't really know then. We were just more or less marched off, and we were making our way up to the front, as you might say, and we were just loaded into, it was all cattle trucks. That's all you had. You didn't go in ordinary trains. It was just cattle trucks in there. Or freight trucks. You were all in freight trucks, cattle trucks and stuff like that. And then you were on the way up to the line, the best way you could get up there.
Do you know what date this was approximately? What month?
I should think somewhere it was about, it was June. This was June. See what. When would it be? June. Somewhere about in the month of May, I reckon. I can't remember.
And did you eventually locate the 2nd Gloucesters?
No, the 2nd Gloucesters was actually only a matter of kilometres away from us. And we couldn't get into them. We couldn't get into them at all. And then we were trying on the attack, and where they were like evacuated in Dunkirk, we were going the other way more or less to drive the Germans back, if you get what I mean. And that is where we landed up then.
But were you with any organised unit at all? Were you with...
Well, I can't remember what it was, but we were all sorts of people because we had this big camp, reinforcement camp, and there was all sorts of people there. All sorts of regiments there. We were all in one, all in this holding unit, holding camp. We were all in there as far as I can remember. And then wherever he was, they went. Sometimes we'll say from the Southwest Borders, KRRs, or wherever they may be, and they wanted men, they would go in then and they would be attached to the 2nd Gloucesters, the Oxen Bucks. They would be attached where they wanted men. And this is how it was.
And you were formed into patrols, you said?
Yeah. We were formed in patrols, actual patrols. We were formed into about section of about 30, which that 30 would come down into platoons to about 10 or 12 apiece. We used to go on single patrols then. That's as far as I can remember on that one.
And what kind of countryside were you in? Was it fields or woods or what?
Both, all countryside. Field, woods, everything. You mentioned it was there. More or less all countryside. And there was one or two small hamlets and small towns, but obviously we didn't go through the towns.
Do you remember the names of any places at all?
There was one place called... My memory now is especially later, but it's getting... But I can't remember. One was called Lee... I can't call that name.
And when you were on this patrol in which you were captured, who was the patrol in charge of, a sergeant or what?
As far as I know, I was just one of them. There must have been an officer or somewhere. I can't remember. Can't remember. But there were NCOs there, obviously.
And had you been on the patrol very long before the Germans captured you?
Well, we'd done about a couple of hours or so, I suppose, to get there. More than that, for 3 hours.
And how many Germans captured you?
Oh, I don't know. There was a lot there.
Were they infantry or tanks or what?
Infantry. More or less infantry. What we done, actually, we went into for, and I think they had standard patrols out or fighting patrols out, and they cut us off.
Was there any fighting when you were captured?
Oh, yes. We had a go, but was overpowered.
What did you do any firing yourself?
Oh, yeah.
What with?
I was a rifleman then, not a Blenkin. I was a rifleman then.
How long were you fighting for before you were captured?
Only a matter. Oh, not very long. Not very long. We say no more than about an hour. We were overpowered. We were really cut off. We were.
And were there casualties on both sides in that?
Oh, fight? Yes. All those casualties on both sides, because we went in there. We went in there with about 30, and I think we come up with about 10 or something like that. I can't remember so too well.
And can you describe how the Germans behaved when they first captured you? Did they say anything to you?
Well, they were more or less, couldn't understand German, like, you know, but you got kicked along the road. You got kicked along the road and budging along the road, like. They were more or less more than hostile. They knew very well we were like a mouse in a ruddy trap, and they were just trying to kick it to death. That's what it looked like.
Were you very much injured yourself?
Not at that time, no. Only bruised. Only bruised, we say. I was pretty fit in those days.
But did you get kicked or beaten?
No, I didn't get worried about kicked or beaten, but a lot of them did. A lot of them got kicked and doings. But, I mean, say if you was pretty fit, you was kept up with them. If you was lackadaisy bailing, they would kick you along, like.